Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness. You guys are listening to episode 129, Kundalini Awakening with Jhana Sophia Morara. A few words from our sponsors. Living the Good Life Naturally Magnesium is my go-to brand transdermal application. Did you know that your stress and diet and lifestyle alone can increase your magnesium burn rate, which means depletes you even faster? While using a product like a soak or a lotion on your skin, magnesium is easily absorbed and can replenish your macronutrients. To learn more, listen to episode 73 with founder Kristen Bowen and head over to the show notes to use that link. And make sure to use code WITCHY, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your purchase. And Institute for Integrative Nutrition is the school I went to nearly 7 years ago. It started me on this health and wellness and eventually spiritual and self-help journey. It's not just a program if you want to become a coach. I started it for my own well-being and health. And not only did I learn so much from this experience, but I made so many deep, authentic friendships, but was propelled into this online world. And I love it so much. I'm a part of their referral program. If you guys head over to the show notes or my website, laurenchalantani.com/IIN, you can sign up for a free class to see what they have to offer. And if you're interested, make sure that you mention that Lauren Chalantani referred you, because you guys are able to get the latest and greatest discounts available. And without further ado, please enjoy this mystical, magical episode number 129, Kundalini Awakening with Jhana Sophia Morara. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And I am your host, Lauren Chalantani, and this is a show you get to learn how your body and emotions are not in the way, but actually leading your way. And today, our beautiful goddess of a guest, Jhana Sophia Morara, is here to talk all about Kundalini energy. I'm so surprised we haven't had anybody on Witchy Wellness yet to talk about it. But a little bit about Jhana before we jump in. After struggling to know who she is and wondering if she didn't even know what to do in this life and trying to find that divine, sensual, and sexual world that she knew existed and simply questioning everything in life for a long time, she realized that her dream lies on the other side of fear. Kundalini energy found her and showed her the way towards her own remembrance of who she is and where she came from. So, like so many of us, she started her own inner journey of discoveries, shadow work, sexual healing, doing a lot of tantra work, workshops, courses, and spent many years of intense questioning and inquiring. And she found a very deep connection with divine feminine energies, especially through ancient Egyptian goddess and sacred sexuality teachings, which initiated her into opening her own sacred serpent of Kundalini energy within. She has trained in Kundalini activation process, which keeps clearing the path ahead and opens her up towards more and more of life and bliss. She's activated Kundalini in hundreds of people throughout online and in-person workshops, and now offers online courses all about Kundalini energy worldwide. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Lauren. I'm so happy to be here. What an introduction.
Yeah, it's your introduction. That's an amazing, juicy introduction if I ever heard one.
Thank you. It's lovely to hear it from somebody else.
Yeah. To be on the other side. And I love starting off maybe hearing the bits and pieces from your end of that perspective of how did you get, and this beautiful written bio makes it seem so seamless, right? But how did you, what was your life before all of this happened, and what made you shift into now being a teacher of Kundalini energy and help activating that in other people?
Oh, what was life before? Oh, life before was me making sure everybody else had what they need. I was in a marriage of 18 years, 3 children, and it was all about my family, all about my husband, especially, and just making sure his needs were met. And I had no idea who I was. I had no idea what I want, what I desire. So it's kind of, it was like, thinking about it now, it's like blissful ignorance, you know? You don't know what you don't know until you do, really. Yeah, and then just things started to change. We traveled a lot, and we moved to Canada for a couple of years. And everything just started to shift, and I was questioning my life. I was questioning my marriage, my sexuality, sensuality. And that was a huge initiation, really, into opening myself up to know who I am, why I'm here, what does it mean to be me.
And for so many of us, I think that's just a part of life, of questioning, who am I really? And I think that comes up at different stages in our lives and different areas. And Kundalini energy is really all-encompassing, but I think you got there from that sexual side of it, the sensual energy that it is, that it's a freight train, I feel like, sometimes when you're first awakening, that energy coming up. Could you talk to us how you started, maybe you first heard about Kundalini, and maybe just a little bit of an intro, what Kundalini energy is?
Okay. So like in before I woke up spiritually, in my sexual life, which was pretty normal, just normal. But I always knew there was more to it. I just knew there is just this world that I'm not experiencing, you know? And then really when my marriage started to crumble and you know, fall to bits, this tantra teacher from Australia, she came into my life, and I was studying with her online, and she introduced me to Kundalini energy, to the ancient Egyptian goddesses that we worked with. And I just dived into my own sexuality with her, and there was lots of shame, lots of fear, stuff I just didn't even know I was holding inside of my womb, you know, and we do, women, so much. So that's how I got into it. And then I had a weekend with her in London, and I remember on the last day, I was just sitting, we went for lunch, and I was just sitting in this sort of, you know, outside in crowded place, and suddenly I could feel this energy at the base of my spine, and it was rising through my body. And it was just so ecstatic. It was so incredible. I have never experienced anything like that, you know. And I could feel like the people around me, they could sense the shift, because it just shifted the whole energy in the place. But I was completely lost in that blissful, you know, it's so hard to explain, but it just like takes over, and you surrender to it, and it's just incredible. And that was my awakening of Kundalini energy inside of me, you know? And from then, it just keeps taking me on my path. You know, I trained in Kundalini activation process, which really what it is like I'm able now to activate other people through touch. So I kind of let go, I become clear, and I just allow Kundalini energy to flow through me into my client. And yeah, it's really amazing. It's just so powerful. I think it's the most powerful thing that I've ever done. And it keeps, you know, I think it's like a lifelong journey. You know, it's not like you do it once and that's it. It just keeps opening you up, you know. The more I do it, the more stuff, blockages that are inside are cleared, you know. And it opens up your perception, it opens up your mind. And then the new stuff comes in to be cleared. So it's like continuous roller coaster, but it's amazing. It really is. I wouldn't go back.
I feel like that was quite the tease, since we are talking about sensual and sexual kind of worlds here, that the tease to what somebody who might have heard of Kundalini energy, but what is this life force, this Kundalini energy, and why is it so important?
Yeah, it's a great question. That's a big question. Okay. So from my perspective, Kundalini energy is life. You know, when you've got baby, yeah, they are born into the world and the baby is just pure love, right? That's what Kundalini energy is to me. It's just pure love that we are. You know, we have always been and we always will be. And, you know, then we just get stuff put on us through life, conditioning, beliefs, patterns and all that. And it just covers that beautiful heart, the beautiful self that we have. But that's Kundalini energy for me. It's just pure life. When I do my activations, when I do my workshop, I just feel so alive, you know. I just feel, yeah, just opened up and alive and just ecstatic. It's quite hard to answer what it is.
Yeah, I guess we can transition into the Kundalini energy. Traditionally, you would think also of the chakras. So maybe how does this play into the chakras and maybe go up through the root all the way up to the crown?
Definitely. Yeah. We do have, there's a central channel inside of your body, which is kind of in front of your spine. And all the chakras are on that channel. So when you allow this energy to go through your body, it clears your chakra and anything that's, you know, that's blocked or stagnant. And in my workshop, in the Kundalini activation process that we do, what happens is like people lie down and I do the activation. And as the energy travels through the body, you get lots of different reaction. And one of them is like the body starts to shake. And it is the energy just going through blockages, like kind of pushing its way through. And you know, people get so many reactions. You might start to cry, you might laugh, you go into complete bliss, or you start to scream. Anything that's ready to come out comes out. And it's really a path of surrender. The more you let go, the more you can feel this and allow it to do whatever it needs to do. It's very, very intelligent.
So I surrender, I understand it, and I'm still deepening my understanding of that in so many areas of life and why it's so important. What are some techniques, or how do you surrender? Because when you say that to somebody, it's hard, especially to something you can't see, you know, this life force that is Kundalini energy. People might be a little hesitant or scared of, how am I supposed to surrender something like that? And just in life in general, because we're so, you know, conditioned to control, to be safe, you know, plan everything. And I'm guilty of that sometimes as well. Sometimes we like to control things, but yes. I've learned when I can allow myself to surrender in so many different situations and really let this life force come in, or God or the universe, how, whatever you want to phrase it, the situation either resolves or things happen synchronistically in ways that I could have never planned for or controlled for. The same thing goes with energy healing, like Kundalini awakening. I would love to hear your take on surrender, because sometimes that's almost like a trigger word, especially for perfectionist or overachieving type personalities, when they're like, well, I can't surrender. It's not safe. And honestly, that's a blockage, a chakra thing too, as well. As like, from my understanding, that'd probably be more of a root, you know, not feeling safe and grounded, as well as a heart chakra of being able to love and open up.
Yeah, definitely. That's what you just said, is that I'm not safe to surrender. Yeah. So that's, yeah, safety, root chakra, not feeling you can trust life, trust yourself, perhaps, you know. And that's for me, surrender is just stepping into the unknown and trusting that I am on the right path, that I'm led by my soul, by my heart, and I'm supported as well. You know, we are so supported. There is just so many energies that are behind us, you know. Yeah, it's just trust in the unknown, trust in yourself, and letting go. But it's hard. For many people, and for myself too, you know, it is hard. But I always come back to my heart. You know, that's such a beautiful compass. You know, it just leads me. It's just beautiful. When I connect with my heart, there's always an answer. And everything seems to just relax. My body relaxes. My nervous system relaxes. And then we can move forward.
Yeah, I realize that the nervous system is so much tied to our health, our mindset, our wellness, so many things in life that we don't realize. And I think doing work like Kundalini activation or energy work or meditation or yoga, these practices, breath work as well, that help us not only calm down our nervous system, but retrain it. And things like Kundalini activation and a lot of breath work practices that I've done in the past awaken that energy, and it's this jolt of energy, like you said, that can react in the body in different ways as it's moving through to clear blockages and, you know, almost like wringing out an old sponge, like a dirty sponge, and then absorbing this beautiful new higher vibrational energy is how I look at it. And from the outside looking in, sometimes when someone's having a Kundalini awakening experience, it can look scary. You know, you can be convulsing or making noises or whatever, but the experiences that I've had, the more you surrender, the easier it is, but also the, I don't want to say better it feels, because I've done, I think it's called holotropic breathing or circular breathing workshops, where you just breathe in and out for an hour or two constantly, never stopping. And that activates a lot of energy fast, like a freight train. And before, I wasn't even thinking anything. I started yelling, I started laughing, I started crying. No thoughts or memories came up, but this energy in my body, and I could feel it. And I parts of my body were moving uncontrollably, parts of my body I was moving because I could feel that energy, and I wanted to get it, like shake it out intuitively, like, come on, get moving. I don't want you to, you know, be stuck. And that was a lot for me to process. But afterwards, like you said, when you can integrate this and you bring this new light in, you realize that you have this power that you can activate inside of yourself. And it, you know, you don't need anything outside of you. This is who you truly, truly are. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful. I've had experiences where, like, I felt like my brain was orgasming is the best way I can talk. I can describe it, because it's hard to describe. And you say states of ecstasy and bliss, and you really can't describe what's the feeling. It's hard to pinpoint.
It must be experience.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. It's similar to an orgasm, but it's not, or it doesn't have to be sexual. You know, I can quite easily just sit here and just let the energy move, and it will just go through my body. But the experience is like having an orgasm, but everywhere, you know. And it's like I can feel the channels inside of my body, you know, channels from my feet through the legs into the chakra, and then through the body and into the arms and head. And it's just, it's like electricity. It's amazing.
I know another way to describe it is, some, you know, people, you probably felt grateful before when we brought the tears. I've had heart orgasms as well, as when your heart swells up energetically so big, mm-hmm. and it radiates out. And I've been brought to my knees, and although it didn't feel the same as an energy, but overwhelming feeling of gratefulness and love, unconditional love for myself, from this universal power and the source, but equally how much love that universal power and source had for me. So it can surface the feelings and the sensations and experience different ways to different parts of your journey. And for me, going into, you know, who's a seeker, who's trying to almost, and it's ironic, because when you start to have these experiences, you're seeking for more experiences. But in the act of doing that, it's saying that it's something outside of myself. And so you have to realize that it's about the journey itself, and not that next best activation or, you know, high, if you will, of just allowing the process and allowing that energy to do what it needs to do at the right time.
Exactly. Yeah. We hold everything inside of ourselves. We really do. It's like stages through this awakening, where you just realize, it's like at the beginning when I worked with the goddesses, it was very much, they were very much outside of myself that I would have to connect and like bring towards me. And now I understand it's part of me, you know. So I am the goddess. I am the goddess energy. And that goes with everything else. Whatever you seek out in the world, it's inside. Because we are love. We are the universe. We are existence itself. And all of the possibilities that you can imagine are already there, are already within you. And it's just a matter of tuning into them, tuning into the energy of them, and then letting them be expressed in your outside world. Yeah, it's powerful, amazing.
Yeah. And I would love to talk about your new course, Supercharge Your Life with Kundalini Energy. Whew, that is, I got a preview, everybody, of this course, and it's pretty powerful of, you know, what you have packed in there. Why did you decide to create this course? And can you give us a rundown of what is it all about?
So it's really an introduction into Kundalini energy, where I take you on a journey, because really it's why we are here is to like access and anchor light. So through, I have the modules made in such a way where we go and connect with ourselves, we connect with the Mother Earth as well, with the energy in the earth, connect with the heart, and then with the universe, with the sun energies. And each module has activations of Kundalini energy, which comes, you know, because it's so activating inside of me. It's in my voice, it's in my appearance, it's in everything I do. And there are meditations to go and take you deep. One of my favorite ones is to go into the void, into the darkness of Mother. I just love that space. It's just, it's like being back in the womb. It's the womb of the universe, the womb of the Mother, and you just dissolve your body, you dissolve everything, and just rest in this eternal space of nothingness. And I know some people get scared of that. It's like, what's going to happen to me if I dissolve? And, you know, but it's just amazing, amazing space to be. So, yes, so this is really just like introduction into all of these aspects of self and Kundalini energy.
Beautiful. And I will have to point out that going into the void, that space for me was very hard. And sometimes I know when I'm stressed, when I try to do those type of meditations, I can't surrender because I'm trying to hold on or control XYZ. And it's being an avid meditator for a while. Once I started to do meditations like that, it was really hard for me to not visualize something or visualize even my chakras or just dissolve into this nothingness, dissolve my sense of self. Mm. I feel like that's almost tied to like humanity or our finite time and our fear of death, because we think we are our bodies, right? And for me, that was something that I came up against of, I've never really actually had a full-blown out-of-body experience. I know I will eventually in meditation, it's bound to happen, but I still come up against myself because we are so programmed that we are these bodies, and without these bodies, we are not alive. Wow. And the void for me was an opportunity to re-examine these beliefs that I have, and are they serving me? Because you don't need to have these beautiful heart and brain, full body, orgasm, bliss experiences to be integrating this energy, to be integrating this wisdom. I would love to hear your take on all of that, because you don't need a mind-blowing type of out-of-body experience, in my belief, to still be integrating and doing that energy work and awakening?
No, I guess you don't need it. The thing is, like, there's so many different ways and so many paths for all of us to return home, really, isn't there? But no, you don't need it. You don't need it. But we are just, I feel once you open yourself up to questioning who you are and why you are here, it's the path just opens up in front of you, right? And it takes you. But essentially, we are just coming home, aren't we? Coming home to ourselves. And remembering who we are, where are we from, what are we made of, and why are we here, really?
Yeah. Is it Ram Dass' quote that we're all just leading each other home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of us do it through challenges.
Right? Yes.
Like some people in our lives just push our buttons. But essentially everybody is here. Yeah, we are here just helping each other home.
Yeah, another quote I love by him was, we're all just God in drag. We're all dressed up as God in drag, which is funny to visualize, but it helps put you in that perspective that, oh, I'm God, you're God. You know, how do I treat myself in my life in this lifetime? But also, how do I respond to others as well? It's a really good perspective shift. I know we talked a lot about energy and the Kundalini life force coming through and these beautiful experiences, but with any energy work, and more specifically your course, somebody who might be interested in it, what are some transformations, or maybe we talked a little bit about how your life was before, you know, awakening, before this Kundalini life force was activated inside of you. What's kind of, take us on that transformational, more, I don't want to say practical, but day-to-day, you know, emotionally, all areas of life, what can be opened up or transformed through this process?
Okay, I'm not sure which way to take this. I mean, for me, the biggest transformation, the biggest, I like to call them initiations, was going through the divorce. And I had to, I divorced my ex. And I just had to do it. I understand now that was my test of strength and courage. Because all my life I have been dependent on male figures in my life. And as I said before, I just didn't really know what I want And then suddenly having to be completely independent and take my life into my hands, even though I wanted it so much, I could feel that, it was the scariest thing to do. And unfortunately, you know, at the end, he got quite abusive. And he had to move out of the house. And, you know, there was a question of maybe going through court. And I was petrified. I really was, you know, it's all about, like, I'm not powerful. I don't know what to do. This is my ego system and beliefs that, yeah, just the being victim, really, of circumstances of life. So this was really pushing me to understand, no, I am powerful. I can do this. I can leave him and you know, build life for myself, for my children, be financially independent. Yeah. That's still going on, by the way. But yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, it was tough. It was really tough. But I came through, and I see it so clearly now why I had to go through it and all the challenges. And yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's really amazing. And I know any sort of challenging situation now in my life is just it's just teaching us, isn't it? It's just showing us where we are keeping small, where we don't believe in ourselves. Life is a journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, this can help with if you feel trapped in that never-ending cycle of proving your worth, like you just said, helping others, but never asking or even feeling worthy of receiving what you desire.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a huge thing. Yeah.
That's a big one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deserving, feeling that you deserve.
Yeah. And even just allowing yourself to feel emotions too.
Yes.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, definitely. Because, for me, when I was small, I was very, very sensitive and I could feel all these energies, but nobody around me would understand and acknowledge that. So I completely shut that down, and it took me many years to come back and just realize that that's correct, that I'm not crazy. As many of us would feel crazy, I think.
Yeah, for me, when I start to have those thoughts, I'm like, all right, I feel like I might be losing my mind, but that's because I'm about to create a new one and shift those realities, shift that consciousness, shift that vibration. So people who might be interested in learning more about Kundalini, the kind of the introduction, who is your course for? What are some, takeaways if people are interested in learning more that they can expect?
So it's for people who perhaps heard about Kundalini and want to learn more. And, it's for anybody who really wants to improve their life and understand who they are and just connect with themselves more on an energetic level. And, I help you release anything that's old, that's not helpful anymore. It's very transformational. I mean, it changed my life completely. And I wish that for everybody else, that we can understand how powerful we are. We are so powerful and we can heal ourselves and we can change whatever we want to change, really, and create a reality.
Mm-hmm. And it's a huge thing to realize that experience as well. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about today before we start to close the show? I looked at the time and it's flying by together today. We were lost in that void, timeless space.
That void. We could talk forever. There's just so many things to touch on. I don't know. I think
nothing. That's fine. I always like to ask before we start to close the show. But thank you so much for coming on here and imparting your beautiful energy, your goddess energy, goddess self, with us today. And I always close every show by asking, how may we, the listeners, as an act of gratitude, be of service for you in return today?
I'd like for everybody is to realize that you are not who you think you are. But what I want to say is, expand your energy. Like, first thing in the morning, just tune into your body and just feel the energetical body of yourself and just expand. Try to go as big as the room you are in, because that's just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that will help you be able to surrender into that void as well. Yep.
Definitely. Connecting with your heart, mm-hmm. surrendering and expanding yourself.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jana, today for coming on and imparting your wisdom with all of us.
Thank you, Lauren. It's been amazing. I love talking to you.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.